Welcome to Lift 2.0. This is a relaunch of this podcast where we're going to be talking about faith and life. Sounds like fun, right? Each week this season, we're going to be asking questions about how we can really, practically connect our lives and our faith together. This season, I'm going to interview different pastors, church members, Average Joe and Julie's to talk about how we can really live out life and faith. I want this time to be a time like you and I are sitting around having a cup of coffee, connecting with a friend. I also want to let you know that you should join our Facebook community, Faith and Life, for weekly prayers, connection questions, and some weeks even a 10-minute devotion. So I hope this time is a time where you can reflect, you can laugh, you can learn how to connect your faith and life in a practical, positive, and real way. Welcome back to Lift, our new season of Lift, where we're talking about faith and life. Today, I have two students with me today who happen to now be college students, Cody Myers and Lauren Shamblin. Cody, you want to introduce yourself? Actually, no, change my mind. Ladies first.
My name is Lauren Shamblin. I just finished my freshman year at the University of Mississippi, and I'm studying speech pathology with a minor in sign language.
Where did you go to preschool, Lauren?
I went to preschool at the church at St. Andrew.
So you've like totally grown up here, right?
Totally. My mom came here when she was pregnant with me.
Okay.
So my whole life.
Your whole life. All right. And then we have Cody Myers, Cody Robert Myers. You want to tell us a little about yourself?
Yeah, my name's Cody. I just finished up my freshman year at Texas A&M studying kinesiology with the hopes of going to PT school afterwards.
What's PT school?
Physical therapy school.
Why, thank you, sir. And did you grow up here?
Since third grade.
Yeah, so you were 8 when we came here.
Yeah.
Okay, so this season we're talking about like practical faith stuff. Okay, so I thought I'd interview a couple students. I almost called you kiddos, but you're like adult kids, right? Do you want to be called adults?
We're older than 18.
Well, that's true.
We're legally adults, not... mentally.
Okay, perfect. So, okay, let's start in college. Let's start where you're at now. Would you say it's easy or difficult to have faith at a school campus?
I would say it's definitely harder than in high school and earlier because no one's telling you what to do. No one's telling you to go to church. No one's telling you you have to be Christian, so you have to do it all yourself. You have to pick a church by yourself. You have to do all of that by yourself. And you also have to act on it by yourself. So when everyone's going partying, when everyone's gossiping, when everyone's...
Wait, people party in college?
I know. It's crazy.
There's no way.
We would never do that.
Okay.
But when everyone's being all crazy college kids, you have to decide if you're going to do the normal college route or if you're going to live a life for Christ. So it's definitely a lot harder in college than it is growing up, I would say.
Interesting. Yeah. Cody?
Yeah, I would say college, it was harder for me at the start because you have to, like Lauren said, like form your own faith. You don't have your parents telling you to go to church. You don't have your parents like making sure you get home at a good time. Like, so you definitely have to take your faith like and make it your own. But once I was able to make it my own, I think it got easier. It was just the struggle of like getting to college, finding a church, finding good friends to surround yourself with. Like that was definitely a big struggle compared to like high school.
Well, I remember when you went, like trying to find a church was tough.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yes. Yeah.
Lauren, was it tough for you?
Well, I think my circumstance was a lot easier because there's one church in Oxford that like everyone goes to and everyone knows it's like the best. So I just went to that church and that was it. And
okay.
I love it.
Cool.
But so I didn't really have to shop around much. But when after I started going there for a while, I went and visited other churches and I didn't like them as much.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an easier way about it than a lot of people did.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's like growing up at a church of St. Andrew, we're a unique church. We're large. We have... very talented pastors.
Of course.
But it is. I mean, it things are done at high levels that you just, growing up here, think is the norm.
Yes, yeah.
What were some of your struggles, Cody, when you were church shopping?
I think growing up at St. Andrew is a blessing because they do almost everything the right way. Like, worship's good. The pastors are good. Like, all the different ministry branches are all good. And then when I went to college, a church would do one or two things good and the rest wouldn't be as good. So mm-hmm. I think it was the struggle of like finding what I wanted to be good in a church.
Ooh. Like I remember one time you told me like the music was amazing, but the sermon, and then you went to a different church and it was the opposite.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you do have to ask yourself what's important.
In a church.
In yeah. a church.
Definitely.
And I'm not making you go anymore. Not, you know, well, yeah, I did make him go sometimes. But you, it's your church. It's not
yes,
my church.
Yeah.
Where before this was our family's church and it needed to work for all of us. This church needs to work for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So y'all are old now. We've established that you're quote unquote adults. Let's go back to like elementary school. Can you go back that far? Well, Cody was a different yeah. human in elementary
right,
school. He
right.
was shy and quiet.
I never had a shy face.
No, no.
Not once.
No, I remember you as a child.
scary.
So do you remember faith in elementary school and what it looked like and what it didn't? Lauren?
I was thinking about this earlier, and I was saying, like, based on the area we grew up in, it was very easy to be Christian in the Dallas area because most people are Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, acting on that is harder and setting yourself apart is harder. But I think just being Christian and going to FCA or going to Bible studies, going to church, that was always easy because of the area we lived
in. Did you go to a public school?
Yes.
Okay.
I went to Hebron High School.
There you go. All right. What about you, Cody?
I would definitely agree with Lauren that, like, in this area, it's easy to find, like, friends at school, and especially, like, elementary, middle school, where it's, like, the kids in your neighborhood that you've grown up with.
Can I tell you a little secret?
Yeah.
When you're in elementary school, mama picks all your friends.
Exactly. So,
yeah,
like,
very true.
Your yeah. friends in elementary school are going to be people your parents want you around, so they should be good people.
I would hope so. I would hope so. But, yeah, we had a great
yeah.
group
yeah,
growing up of people who not all of them went to church here.
No.
But it was a good, yeah. solid Christian community in your school.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the dreadful 6th, 7th, and 8th grade years of middle school.
Where I peaked.
You did peak in 8th grade, buddy. Sorry for that. We'll tell that story in a second. Yeah. But so what's faith like? I mean, middle school's hard in general, right? Hormones are surging. Your body is, like, just life is hard in middle school. What
weird.
Is faith? What?
Middle school's weird.
It is weird. I thought you said word. I was like, what? Yeah, middle school's weird. I
yeah.
taught middle school. Like, y'all
yeah.
smell funny. You look funny. And you don't know who you are and who you aren't. I mean, that's primarily what makes it so hard. You're figuring out your next phase. So what is faith? Do you remember any parts of faith in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade?
I mean, I remember I was always so outgoing. I wanted to be the star of the show. So I wanted to be the FCA leader. I wanted to go to all the camps, be all involved. And so I definitely did it for the purpose of being cool instead of, like, I mean, I did love Jesus, but, like,
right.
in middle school, you want to be cool. You want to
yeah.
be the leader. You want to be all the things. So, again, I think it was easy to be Christian and be leading things
right.
for me.
Right.
But it's a lot different than how my relationship with God is now.
Ooh, I like that. Cody?
Yeah, I would say middle school, like, I started out, like, chubby little nerd kid.
You sure
and then,
did.
Like, finished end of eighth grade, and I was, like, you know, athlete at the school. Like,
right.
And so I think with
you
that.
You were actually most
yeah.
changed in the yearbook.
Exactly.
From sixth to
yeah.
eighth grade.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
yeah.
But I think through that, like, I was able to kind of, I mean, it was middle school, same as Lauren. Like, I wanted to be, as I became, like, Mr. Athlete, I was like, oh, I can also be, you know, Mr. Christian, too. And
yeah.
you know, be not only known for playing football, but, like, oh, this dude goes to FCA every week. Like, our teachers let it, which
yeah,
you're lucky you could be the leader to show off. But
like, well, but let me ask you this. Like, I always joke that there was, like, and we'll get to high school. So we're kind of moving to the high school world. Actually, let's stop. I want to talk about camps.
Okay.
You brought up camps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, elementary school, middle school, why are camps important?
Ooh, I definitely think camps are so, like, such a milestone in my faith journey and a lot of people's faith journey because, like, I went to Sky Ranch growing up, and then I obviously went to all the youth camp and backs, and it's the only week out of the year you are only focused on Christ. Mm-hmm. And everything is cheering other people on. It's like doing everything for Christ because you're at a church camp. You can't be mean. You can't.
Oh, you can.
Well,
be
you
mean.
Can. You can. But it's the social norm to be there so nice, so Jesus-y. And it's the only week out of the year that you only focus on God. And everyone talks about the camp high, mm-hmm. and you leave camp and you're like on fire for the Lord. And then it slows down later, but it's the only week out of the year where you only focus on God. So it's a huge milestone for a lot of people's faith. A lot of people get saved at camp. Mm-hmm. A lot of people form their relationships at camp. So
did you know, this is my little statistic that Cody's going to roll his eyes because he's heard me say it 100 times. But if you go to church every week, let's say you're that family that goes to church, if you're not sick and in town, that's essentially 40 hours a year. Because there's 52 weeks, right? And
yeah.
You're just going to be sick a couple weeks. You're going to be out of town a couple weeks, and your alarm's not going to go off a couple weeks.
Right.
That's 40 hours a year that you come to church on a Sunday. That's 1 week at work.
Wow.
So camp, a VBS, a mission trip, a camp, that's a year of church, if you think about it.
That's crazy.
Isn't that cool?
Wow.
But that's – I remember when you were – I don't know. I think you were in, like, middle school – and we had to decide between a football camp, and you had become Mr. Athlete, oh, football, right? We had to decide between a football camp and mission trip. And it was an easy decision for me because I want you to grow up and love Jesus. You're obviously, even now, you're not playing football as an adult, you know?
Yeah.
But it feels like, it was a struggle decision. You weren't happy, like... You struggled with the decision because you wanted to do both.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for Dan and I, my husband and I, it was easy to make that decision from that logical point of view of, no, what we care most about for you growing up is that you love Jesus and you know how to love others well.
Yeah.
And you learn that on mission trip and at camp. Don't necessarily learn that at football camp.
Yeah. And that football camp was probably 2 hours a day where – mission
right.
trip or camps 24 hours a day of
right
Jesus.
So you grew up going to camps too.
Yes.
What right. camps do you think like really affected your faith?
Ooh.
Or impacted your faith? Let me say that.
All of them. I mean, like even like Bridgeport as an elementary school kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'd go and that's really where you learn like, you know, how to read your Bible, how to do all this, all that. Like, Sunday school is amazing, but it's 1 hour, you know, where
mm-hmm.
camp is every day you're going to this place and someone's going to teach you how to read the Bible, what it means, which
yeah.
you can't necessarily cover in a full, like, hour of Sunday school. So yeah. I think, like, especially in elementary school, camp was super impactful of just setting a foundation, not necessarily, like, giving me all the knowledge, but just building a foundation where then in
oh, I
middle
like that,
school,
the foundation.
I could, like, learn the knowledge, but you needed something to build off of.
Yeah, biblically, that's the seeds of faith, right?
Yes.
Like, they are planted, and then eventually you see how it can grow and what it can grow into. This wasn't on the list I gave you all beforehand, so I'm going to throw you a random one. You ready?
Ready.
Do you think kids today can actually have faith in their life, in a Monday through Friday, practical, everyday thing? Can you do it?
Are you saying, like, if they don't go to...
If they don't go to camp, they show up to church occasionally, can you have faith?
I think you can. I think you can believe in God. You can believe that Jesus died, but you're not going to be living out the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think camps really change that for y'all?
I think camp and church are where you have a community of all Christian friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not everyone in church is perfect. Actually, no one in church is perfect. But
truth.
It's a group of Christians outside of your school or your, you know, friend group, football, band, like whatever you're in, where everyone is tied together through that one common thing.
Which is?
Jesus.
Good answer. Good answer. It's always the right answer.
Always.
All right. So... what's the most difficult thing? This is students and faith, right? School and faith. What's the most difficult thing you would say? And you can pick an age. You can pick where you're at now or when you were younger. about having life and faith merging when you're a student?
Yeah, I think every single social norm is sinful for the most part. Like, yeah. All the, like, when people want to hang out, like, most of the time what they're doing is sinful. Mm-hmm. So when you're the person that doesn't do what everybody else is doing, that's hard.
Yeah.
And that happens in middle school, that happens in high school, that happens in college and adult life.
Mm-hmm. The judgment is the hardest part to deal with.
Yes, the judgment, and you're the loser. You're the outcast. You're the, like, when everyone's out and you're alone, like, that's hard and it's not fun.
Right.
So I'd say that's the most difficult thing.
But that's, like, every stage of life.
Every stage
of life. Even in elementary school, right? You're making a better choice than somebody else, and then you're going to get teased about it. Yeah. As an adult, you know, I have good days and bad days, but I hopefully try to live out my life through faith in each and every day. And it doesn't always merge with other people's choices.
And, like, for me in high school, I was surrounded by all the kids that went to Bible study, went to church, went to all the Christian organizations, and they were the meanest people ever. And so whenever, like, people say that they're Christian, they believe in Jesus, and they're the young life leaders and all this stuff, that does not mean that they're living for Christ. And so that's what's hard to deal with, too, is, like, just because you're surrounded by Christian people does not mean they're
Wait,
godly
are you
friends.
Telling me, wait a second, that all Christians aren't kind and loving and respectful 24 hours a day?
It's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy that we're all broken.
But but don't we have that, like, false sense of that? Yes. That because you're a Christian, A, your life's going to be super easy, and B, like, you're going to be a, like, truly good person?
Yeah.
It's not always that way, right?
Yeah. A lot of the people I hung out with, like, in high school weren't necessarily the strongest Christians. Some of them weren't Christian, but they were nicer people than some of the Christian people I knew. So
how do you reconcile that? Do you know what that word means, Cody?
Yes, I know what reconcile means.
But what do you do with that? What do you do with that?
I think, I learned a lot from that in high school because I was surrounded with not awesome people. And so in college, I was very strategic about picking my friends, and it was, like, the most important thing to me. And so I picked my sorority based on who has the strongest faith, who's the kindest, who lives for Jesus. And then on that, like, all my friends that I picked love Jesus so much, live for him, treat everyone kindly.
Okay, I'm going to pause. If they all love Jesus, and they're all kind, and they're all living for Jesus, are they all nice all the time?
No.
Okay, there we go.
And they all mess up, and they all sin.
Yeah.
But
what's different?
What's different is in high school they were Christian, and in college they're living for God.
Mm.
So there's a lot of people in college that are Christian, but they're not living for God.
Yeah. What does that look like for you, Cody?
I think it's who you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
I mean, people can say all they want, but unless, like, the fruits of the Spirit are, like, seen through, like, you can see them. Like,
God, you're such a preacher's kid. Unless the fruits of the Spirit. Okay, like, go ahead. Sorry.
They're not going to be the best people for you to be around. And I think that's a hard conversation to, like, have with yourself of, oh, I really like this person, and they go to church every week. Like, but then you have to be honest with me, like, but they're not a good influence on me. They're not. Yeah. Who I need to be surrounded with.
Yeah.
I actually gave a sermon on this last Sunday.
Did you?
I did. I talked about the paralyzed man in Mark 2 and how he was healed because of his friend's faith. Mm-hmm. And so he would never have known Jesus. He would never have met Jesus. He would have been living in sin. And it was all because of his friend's faith that he was healed, that he was saved, all the things.
Surrounding yourself with good people. I mean, because I need good people to remind me who I am sometimes and put me back. Like, I don't know, we had a camp, and I got a little angry in the mud pit
Just a little bit.
I haven't even heard of this. Is crazy.
I got a little angry in the mud pit.
You don't say.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think there's probably video and pictures, and it's great. So I showed my humanity, as my mom likes to say, right?
Right.
And I had a friend, Kyle, pull me aside and calm me down. Like, just let's get hold of the situation. He was and get back in that bun pit and have fun with the kids, like calm down, right? But I needed that person to kind of look at me and say, this isn't that big of a deal. Calm down, right?
Right.
And that's, you need that in your life. And I need that on my good days and my bad days. 13 years ago, Dan, my husband, got really sick. If I didn't have a church family taking care of my kids during that time, I didn't know what house y'all were at.
Yeah.
I didn't know. And, like, food showed up on the front porch for dinner. And, like, I needed people literally to take care of me.
Yeah.
And take care of us. And I always wonder, I asked Dylan this the other day, that's our other son, as we were driving to drop him off for Camp Impact. I said, what do you think your life would be like without church and faith?
A disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, can you imagine, like, not having the people at this church in your life?
Yeah.
And most of all, not having that faith that y'all are now experiencing, truly starting to live it out.
Yeah.
And that's, like, it's, like, I get goosebumps thinking about it. Like, that's fun.
Yeah.
Right? Can you imagine, like, it would be a mess. Cody, yeah. What would you say?
A flaming disaster.
Okay, like, actually, I want to ask you something. How okay. do you, so you were a football player.
Yes.
In high school, and you were not always, I don't know, I'm going to use the words, you weren't always kind on the field.
Yes.
Or you were aggressive. How about that word?
Yeah.
You were aggressive on the field. And I always thought, how can this be the same kid who volunteers at, like, VBS and, like, ties little kids' shoes? Where was your faith on the football field?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
I think that on the football field, I would look at it more of, like, it's a separate world. It's not the, like, typical world. So, yeah, I was aggressive, but I was – my teammates would still see me and be like, he's not crossing the line.
Okay.
He's – like, following the rules, going straight up to the line, but, like, I'd stop there.
Yeah.
And so I think that's how in, like, a game where it was very violent and physical, that in order to be good, you have to be violent and physical, but it's whether or not you have enough, like, morals, which I got through growing up in the church, to say, I'm going to do everything I'm supposed to do in this game, but at the end of the day, it's just a game. I'm not going to, you know, jump in a pile and break someone's ankle because I can. I'm not going to, you know, bend people's fingers backwards during plays because, like, that's too
that's
far.
A different,
yes.
That's a different limit. Okay, cool. Okay, I ask everybody on the podcast this last question. So if you could just say one thing about having faith as a student, you have, like, one sentence, what would it be?
I would say things aren't as deep as you think they are. Like growing up, like, if you don't get invited to that party because you're not cool enough, it's not that deep. Like, if you aren't going to think about it in 5 years, don't stress about it for more than 5 minutes. I like that saying a lot. And I think, like, being set apart, we're called to be set apart. It's important to be set apart, but it's going to cause a lot of sadness to happen in high school, middle school, college, whatever. And it's not as deep as we think it is. Like,
that's a good sentence.
Yeah.
All right, Cody, beat that.
I would say don't be ashamed of why you're, like, not doing things.
So why aren't you having a beer?
I think it's easy a lot of times to be like, oh, I just don't want to. Like, oh, I'm driving home. Like, you know, use one of the excuses that the other people use, but be like, oh, it's not something I'm supposed to be doing, like, as a Christian. Like, I'm following Jesus, which means I'm held to a higher standard.
Okay, I'm going to ask you more about that because I'm your mom and I can.
Yeah.
How do you do that without being the judgmental jerk?
I think you have to not come from the place of up on your high horse. You have to, I mean, all my friends who would party and, you know, ask me, hey, why weren't you there on Saturday? They know that I'm just as broken as they are.
Right.
I just were broken in different ways.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I wasn't at the party, but I was probably doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing. I just wasn't vocal about it.
Well, that's good to know
it.
As a mom.
Like, you know, it's
yeah
being able to say things like that from a place of, like, relatability of, like.
Do you remember freshman year, Cody, when you were trying to explain prevenient grace to, like, that group of people, and you did it from a place of, like, judgment and harshness?
Yeah.
And where did you get to this new place of, like, we were doing a text thread last week about just a difference of theological opinion.
Yeah.
Because Cody and I are real dorky and we do text threads like that. But it was out of kindness and it wasn't out of judgment. It was like, this, I'm not sure if I agree with this. I feel like I'd use this word instead of that word.
Yeah.
How did you come from angry, judgmental Cody to kind, thoughtful Christian?
I think there's two reasons. One is, like, I just grew deeper in my faith, and through that you realize that you too are broken. But also, like, if you're judging your friends and saying you're better than them, you're not going to have any friends.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'd get into fight with friends because I'd be like, you're doing this. You're an awful person. Like,
oh, I remember.
I'm so much better than you. Why
I remember.
Why don't you come to church with me on Sunday and you can maybe, you know, be as good as I am?
Because who wants to be friends with that?
Yeah, exactly. And so once you realize that, like, just because you believe in Jesus doesn't mean you're perfect.
Yeah.
It means the opposite. It means you're broken, but Jesus loves you.
Right, right. Well, thank you all so much. And I hope that this new season is a way that you were able to connect as a listener. And I hope that these kids might have given you something that you can use in your own family's lives. And I'm going to say something. Let's close with this, Cody. What are our family rules?
Don't be stupid.
How do you say it in a kinder way? What did we say when you were little?
Oh, I just remember, don't be stupid.
Okay, it was make good choices.
Yeah, don't be stupid's better.
Okay.
Don't be stupid and remember whose you are.
Which is who?
Jesus.
A child of God.
Yeah.
All right.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you all so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, I hope that you found something in this podcast interesting. Maybe you laughed a little, maybe you cried a little, but what we really want is for you to be able to connect your life and your faith in real and practical ways. I also just want to let you know that we are here for you. This church at St. Andrew is a 7-day-a-week church. If you have questions, if you want to connect, shoot me an email. Join our Facebook community, Faith and Life, where we have weekly prayers, questions, and some weeks even some live devotions. We really want your life and your faith to connect together.